The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at Liverpool and Everton heading into the Premier League weekend. It's Fan Friday and we've got Jay and Gary. Morning to you, chaps.
Morning, boys.
Have we got them both? Yeah, there we go. Both on board. Let's start with the Blues. Things are a little bit negative, particularly with the form on the road, Gary. Is this the game where things could change for Everton?
No.
have you seen enough now to make your mind up on that front?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what scares me also is Burnley haven't won in 11 games, apparently, so we know where the next win's going to come from, don't we? Now, I can't help but just be negative, Steve. It's just been one of them seasons. I don't anticipate anything changing soon enough to go and get a result at Burnley.
Because it's actually a really hard place to play, isn't it? You know they're going to be solid, very tough and organised at home.
Absolutely. And, you know, offensively, it's just been non-existent in away games. So even if we had a front one, two or three that were causing problems every other week, we'd still struggle at Burnley because, as you say, they're so well organised. So for us, I just can't see it happening, to be honest. I really can't.
Not confident of anything going Everton's way tomorrow. Liverpool, they've got a 5:30 kickoff against Newcastle. Rafa and his boys, who will certainly park the bus. How much of a threat do they pose, Jay, to a result for the Reds?
Well, he shouldn't really pose any much of a threat, really, because I don't think they're a very good side. And, you know, I think Rafa's actually working wonders with the group of players that he's got, because they should be relegation fodder. And I know they're not 100% certain to stay up yet. There's still a long way to go. But, you know, it just shows you what a good manager that Rafa Benitez is, because that group of players is not very good. And, you know, arguably the best player, Jonjo Shelvey, he's probably going to miss the game, isn't he, tomorrow? So, you know, like I said, he shouldn't pose any threat, really. But the way Rafa is tactically, he's normally spot on, isn't he? So, you know, they will try and nick a goal on the break or something. So, you know, it could be quite tricky and, you know, game of chess a little bit.
They've had a couple of outstanding results this season, and one of them was the 1-1 draw with Liverpool up there in the North East. I don't quite know how that happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That proves the point, doesn't it? Because Rafa is spot on with his tactics. And if you remember back to that game, Liverpool didn't play very well in that match, really. And I know we took the lead with Coutinho, and their goal that they scored was fortuitous, really, wasn't it? The Joselu goal. And, you know, like I say, Liverpool didn't really put that much pressure on them second half. I don't think Mo Salah had a chance where he hit it over the bar start of the second half. And, you know, as the game went on, it just petered out to a draw. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen on Saturday.
Right, let's talk about planning for the future. We'll start with Everton. Is Big Sam at all involved in planning for Everton's future? Because we've certainly hit a marker, March, where you'd think a lot of work should be going on to make sure things roll smoothly from August. So, Gary, is Big Sam involved?
No, I don't think he is, Steve. I mean, obviously, without knowing the ins and outs of what's going on behind the scenes, you can only surmise and read reports through websites and papers and what have you. And from what we gather, Mascheri's got drawing up a list, or a short list, rather, of managers. So, there's just no way at all that Allardyce can be involved in our future. He's got to go at the end of the season. I think not even 99%, I think 100% of the Everton fan base would say that. And we've got to start planning. And, you know, I said last week about you know, potentially finishing seventh. I think that would be a poison chalice, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think we need to rebuild, and we need the summer where we change. Obviously, we've obviously got to change the manager. And with the manager, new investment and in players, that is, and a little bit of a break to regather, because, you know, it's been one horrendous season, this, and Allardyce shouldn't feature at all.
If he's got to go at the end of the season, Gary, why hasn't he got to go right now?
What would be the point in getting rid of him right now, really? What manager's going to come in March?
Well, Silva's out there, isn't he?
Who's that?
Silva.
Silver. Why would you bring Silver in if he's? I don't think he's our long-term sort of future boss, is he?
So that would indicate that he's not the next man. Is it Fonseca?
No. Well, I don't know, Steve. I mean, I'm reading reports this morning on a couple of the Everton websites that apparently, what's his name? The ex-Chelsea manager.
Ancelotti? No.
Ancelotti, sorry, yeah. I'm reading reports that he's in the frame now and he's Buki's favourite in some quarters. So I really don't know, but I don't think Silva is going to be in the mix, to be honest with you. So I just don't see Everton bringing a manager in March. They'll let him run his course and give him his year. As someone mentioned it on the phone in last night. Mm. You know, he signed that contract for a reason. And pay him off and let him go and go to his villa in Spain or whatever he does. But I really don't know. I mean, the names that are getting bandied about, I'm quite happy with. Whether or not we can pull these people in, Luis Enrique, Fonseca, Ancelotti, all great managers in their own right, and all managers that I'd welcome, but, you know, I just don't know.
It sounds familiar to the names being bandied when Ronald Koeman was on his way out. Liverpool-wise, and looking to the future with the Reds and this summer, what's going to happen with this squad? I see this line by David Maddock today, Jay. This is in the Mirror. Liverpool have the greatest squad in terms of depth and talent ever assembled at Anfield. Is that correct? Is this the greatest squad we've ever seen at Liverpool?
I'm not so sure, really. I mean, it's difficult to really assess that because, I mean, you'd like to judge it on maybe winning trophies, and we haven't won trophies for a long time, have we? 6 years to us is a long time, so it's difficult to assess, but, you know, you go in the game, aren't you, each and every week, and you're entertained first and foremost, but, you know, that is good and that's great, yeah, but, you know, you want to see your team win a trophy, so I don't think you can really say that and judge it properly until we do start getting silverware, so it's a big statement to make, isn't it, Steve, really?
Is this a crucial summer in terms of keeping up with Manchester City, or at least in keeping on the coattails of Manchester City, if Liverpool want to be viewed as maybe the second best club in the country? It's very hard to say they're going to be equal to Manchester City very soon.
I think it's pretty impossible to keep on their coattails, isn't it? Because the amount of money that they spend along with Manchester United as well, we're doing it a different way, aren't we? I mean, people might look at Liverpool and say, well, you just spent £75 million there on Virgil van Dijk, but facts are we got £142 million for our best player in Phil Coutinho, and the beauty of it is people will say our best player, we haven't really missed him, and that's a testament to how well we have done and moved on from Coutinho, because Liverpool have been good in the short time span that he hasn't been at the club, so, you know, credit to Klopp for getting the players on side and not looking at him being dejected as some people were by selling one of our top stars, and we've got on with it, and, like, you know, at the end of the day on Saturday night, Liverpool did move up to second in the table. Mm. And I know Manchester United then went back second by beating Chelsea, but, you know, it's certainly up for grabs to come second this season, and it would be some form of achievement to get a second place finish in this Premier League with the amount of money that, you know, them two sides spend. But, you know, like I say, we need to really be winning silverware, and this season now the only thing we can win is the Champions League, and let's see how we go.
Do you sense Jürgen's close to silverware?
I don't know, really. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? When you're competing with someone like Manchester City, I mean, we've seen the match last night against Arsenal, some of the football in the first half. I mean, Liverpool have been entertaining this season, but in that first half last night, Manchester City were on another planet. It was incredible. And if they play to that level in most of the games between now and the end of the season, you know, they're just going to win all the trophies available, aren't they? But then they did lose to Wigan, so it does give you a little bit of hope that, you know, they can be stopped. But, so like I say, the only thing we can win this year is the Champions League. Moving on, if we don't win that this season, which would be a big ask, next season we've got to win something as well as maintaining a top four finish. So it's very difficult nowadays because there's that many good sides. There's certainly five top teams in the Premier League. So it's very tight, isn't it, Steve?
Right, Gary, whatever performance Everton put in at Burnley, I think Sam won't be criticising his players this weekend, or at least you would hope those similar sort of headlines aren't written.
Well, you'd hope so, but, you know, he's gone down on record as doing it quite frequently, which is, you know, another reason why a lot of fans haven't taken to him. You know, he's done a job, but only just about done a job. We're not that far off the, you know, if we went into a slump now, we'd be back involved in the relegation fight. So,
and yet you're ninth in the table as well.
It's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. With 3 points off seventh. And, you know, again, I said it last week, I don't want to finish seventh because that would paper over so many cracks this season. for him to finish seventh, it'd be a travesty. It really would. I'm not one for sort of champion getting into the Europa League and having to start the qualifying in July. This team needs a rebuild. And going back, sorry, to your question about Sam Allardyce, it wouldn't surprise me if another dire performance come in, which we've had every other week away from home, he will more than likely blame the players. Because he seems to take, he takes the plaudits when we put a decent performance in, but when it's a bad performance, it's the players. So that's the type of guy he is. You know, last week at Watford, same again, walked straight down the tunnel, didn't even approach the supporters, just straight down the tunnel. So he's definitely just not the man for Everton. We need to get shut of him at the end of the season and, you know, crack on from there.
Right, what's it going to turn out to be tomorrow? What are we looking at score-wise, Gary?
I'll take a draw, but, you know, it's got a 1-0 Burnley win written all over it, probably.
Good man. Let's have a look at Jay. Jay, Liverpool against Newcastle. Three goals or not? Are we talking one? What's it going to be?
Well, people might look at the game and think, you know, Liverpool score goals galore and we might put 3, 4, 5 past them. But what you've got to realise is ever since Rafa Benitez left Liverpool haven't beaten him when he's come to Anfield or when he's basically played against them. When he's managed another club, he drew 2-2 when he was Chelsea manager, drew 2-2 at Newcastle a couple of seasons ago when he was their manager, and also, as we said before, the 1-1 draw at St James's. So when you think about it, it's not going to be as straightforward as some people think, and I think he's going to come with a game plan and he's going to put men behind the ball. It's up to us to break them down, and normally Liverpool have been doing that, so I think we'll do it again, but I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. I'll go for a 2-0 Liverpool victory.
Gents, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Gary, Jay, speak next week.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.